Blog Talk Radio.
That we may be brought into a community with you. We come to you with our whole selves, with all that we have experienced, with all that has been given to us through your leading. For this day, you have shown us the way, guiding us through right and wrong, through the perfect and the imperfect. You have led us to all know that we belong to you. We are yours. You are working in us to bring about what you have in mind for each one of us, as for the many, many who hunger and thirst for justice and truth. Be with us through your spirit. Touch us through the hand of Jesus Christ. He is our Savior, and we hold fast to him so that we can praise you in his name. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, okay, I'm going to bring on 856. which I believe is Pastor Leroy. Okay, let's bring on Pastor Leroy. Hey, Pastor Leroy,
Pastor,
how are you doing tonight?
Pastor Ken, I got to tell you, Pastor Ken, I love you as my brother, but for the past 4 weeks, I have received a lot of emails at my parish because I have not been on your show, so I'm going to share some of them, if I could, right now.
Yeah, go ahead, be my guest.
Yeah, because I heard all kinds of stuff, man, and I had my secretary print it out earlier. That's right. This is the right one, right? All right, here we go. So I got two emails that said that Tony Farrar killed you and you're stored in a freezer in El Paso, Texas.
No. Yeah,
then I got five emails that said you had a stroke and that you are a vegetable in a bed somewhere in Texas.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Then I got 18. I got 18 of these emails. This is the most I received. That you are a drunk and died because your liver exploded when you were in bed after drinking for 20 straight days, man.
No. I don't drink.
And then the last email, which I received yesterday, which was the most disturbing. I only received one, but it was disturbing, man. Said you were burned in a fiery car wreck in Texas.
No.
So this is what I have to deal with. My point here, Pastor Ken, it's because you haven't been on the show, is that people are telling me that you died.
Well, that's something they would do. Yeah, they would do that. Why, I don't know. But they would do that. They would assume the worst.
Well, personally, I'm glad you're back. And hopefully you will do a show more than every, like, 8 freaking weeks, man. Pastor Kent and I have been doing a show Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. I will not be available this Sunday night, but I will be on the show tomorrow night, and I hope that you will join us on Pastor Kent's show because he would be thrilled to hear from you again.
Yeah, more likely I will rejoin Pastor Ken again, and we will do some talking on the show. So he's going to have a show tomorrow night, for sure.
Yeah, we have a show tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. It's going to be Pastor Kent and myself. He has made me the pretty much the co-host of the show the past 4 or 5 weeks, and he's given me access to his password and everything else. I know how to get on the show, and I know how to run a show, but I don't do that because he doesn't give me his blessing. If he gives me his blessing, I will do that. But you know what? It's his show, and I get that, man. But I thank Pastor Kent for being with me for the past 9 months. But Pastor Ken, you know I love you, brother. I love you, man. But what the fuck? Where the hell you been, man, for the last, like, 6 weeks, man? You ditched me. All due respect, you ditched me back in November, okay? Because I had some background noise, and I have since deleted that and got rid of that noise because I got rid of my freaking wife. Get her ass out of here. With a damn bright kid. So now it's quiet here. It's quiet here. And guess what? I'm enjoying the peace and quiet. I don't want to be bothered by anybody, man. I love not having little kids around. I love not having little grandkids running around going, fucking have, man. You know what? When I was a kid, I never had candy and ice cream. In fact, I was lucky if I was able to eat dog food, man, back in the 60s. So, on that note, I'm going to pass it back over to Pastor Ken, and thank you for allowing me to be on your show tonight.
Oh, well, thank you, Pastor Leroy, for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Hopefully DC2 is going to call in tonight. Okay, he had some issues with, I guess, Pastor Kent, that he hasn't been able to get onto his show. Okay.
Well, let me elaborate a little bit on that. DC2 calls in to Pastor Kent's show every time Pastor Kent has a show. And DC2 is, he's awesome. He's a great caller. And I've told him many times that I appreciate his call. But sometimes he goes a little overboard with Pastor Kent. You know how Pastor Kent is. He can only take so much, and then he'll kick you out. You know what I'm saying? Because he's Pastor Kent. He's not like you, Pastor Kent. You can take a lot more shit than Pastor Kent. But if you say like two or three curse words on his show, he kicks you out, man. That's just the way he is.
Okay. So DC2's been cussing on Kent's show?
Yeah, he's called in the Kent show like three or four straight episodes, and I love when he calls in because he's very insightful. But unfortunately, he's gone kind of overboard with Pastor Kent to a degree where Pastor Kent has cut him off, I think, three straight shows. But I hope DC2 continues to call in because he's a big part of Pastor Kent's show. And so is Pastor Veal. And I know I shouldn't even bring that name up. I shouldn't even bring that name up. But Pastor Veal also calls in to Pastor Kent's show. Now, I know he's like an enemy of yours. I don't know what happened there. I don't go into the chat rooms. I don't go into Blog Talk. I don't go into, what do you call that?
Discord. Discord.
D-I-S. Yeah, she said something about Discord. I don't know what that is. Discord. And I don't go into that.
Yeah.
I don't go into that Facebook or that, what's the other one called? Twitter?
Twitter.
Yeah, it's called Twitter. And I don't go into that either. I am off the grid, as they say, and I will never go on those because, you know what, people can say whatever they're going to say in a Discord chat room. But you know what? That's behind the computer. You don't know who they are, man. They could act like they are the king of the world and nothing but a bunch of pussies. And that's exactly the way it is online. You can be anybody you want to be, man. You can be anybody, man. You could be freaking Superman online if you want to be. But how many people are going to believe you, man? But back
yeah,
in the day.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
Day,
well, I think we've got DC2 here. I'm going to bring him on so he can talk with us. Okay?
Yeah.
DC2, is that you?
Shalom.
Yeah, how
you doing,
brother? Shalom, DC2. How you doing today?
I'm all right, brother. How you doing? It's good to have you back.
I'm doing okay.
Amen, brother.
Huh?
So here's my issue with Kent, and I think everybody kind of knows this with me and him. And for the record today, I did not use any profanity. I simply disagreed with something that he said, which is apparently not allowed on his show, but I will continue to press him on his opinions because I think if you're a pastor and you're sharing your thoughts on a show, you should have to back up your opinions with facts. Now he apparently doesn't think that that's the way it should be, and that's where the functional problem lies. Because I believe if you have an opinion, you should have facts to back it up. He does not believe.
Well, yeah, you should have. If you have an opinion about something, you should be able to back your own ideas up. Okay.
And also, he refuses, absolutely unadulterated, refuses to hear any other opinion other than his own. Today, Grover called. Grover was unable to even get to his point. Now, he wasn't profane. He wasn't using profanity, okay? He did not even get to his point before Kent kicked him off the show and had his little baby meltdown about how people are judging him just because they're asking him questions. He thinks if you ask a question, you're judging him. But that's not what anyone's doing. They're simply asking for an explanation. Kent said that Grover, okay, sucking another man's penis, as far as sucking the poison out of another man's penis to save his life, was a godly act, but that he would not do it. Now, my question to Kent was, if you say it's a godly act and you're a pastor, then why wouldn't you do it to save a man's life? And he had no answer for that. It doesn't make any sense. If it's a godly act,
to attempt to do something like that, then why wouldn't you do it yourself?
That was my question. And he
said
I was judging him, and he kicked me off the show. I tried to come back on and just to ask him why he will not let anyone with a differing opinion or anyone question some of the things that he says because they don't make any sense. And he just does not have – and again, I heard Leroy said that I use profanity. Sometimes I do use profanity. Like last week when I called in and I was talking about some of the stories, addiction stories, I used some profanity. But he let me say – like Ken let me on. He didn't say a word about my profanity. Today I didn't use any profanity, and he kicked me off. So I don't understand it, Ken. The man has – if you're going to be a pastor, you have to be able to defend your position, right? If I come on a show with you or him or anybody else and I make a statement that he doesn't agree with, he has every right to question me on it and demand that, you know, if you're going to say something like that on my show, then back it up. Back it up with some facts. Back it up with some logical, information. But he doesn't do that, and that's where my issue lies with him. He has no room for outside opinions. And I think this is the one time that Tony Farrell would probably agree with me, one of the rare occasions, that this man does not allow for any differing opinions, and any type of questioning you do of him is considered judging him. And I don't judge anybody. I'm not God. So that's my issue with him. It's not going to go away because I'm always going to question, you know, things that he says that are illogical, that don't make any sense. And he's going to get mad and kick me off of his show. And that's just going to continue to happen because I'm not going to stop. I think he should have.
You have a right to your opinion. And he should respect that.
Right. And Kenny, when I share my opinion, I always back it up with logic, right, and facts. And, you know, with him, he don't listen. He just like to hear himself talk. So, you know, if you say something he don't like, he just kick you off the show and badmouth you. And I'm not – I mean, to me, and this is just my opinion, if you're a pastor and you hold yourself in that esteem, when somebody calls in and has a question, you should answer that question. Like if it's a legitimate question.
That's your ability.
Right. And obviously, you know, the subject matter was a little crass. But my point wasn't the subject matter. My point was his opinion didn't make any sense. And so, you know, that was the issue with him. He clearly does not like me. I don't judge the man. I don't care. Like, none of anything that he says matters to me as far as, like, he says he lives as a gay man for 2 years. I don't care. You know, he tried to kill himself 8 times. I don't – it doesn't – like, that doesn't sway my opinion of a person. What does sway my opinion of a person is if they claim to be something, but they can't back it up. And he claims he's a pastor, but he won't ever hear any different opinions on his show. And he says he's not judgmental, but he won't hear any other opinions on his show. To me, that is judgmental. He's a hypocrite. So that's what happened on his show. There was no profanity. I know how I can get sometimes, and I can be profane, but I promise you, Kenny, if you listen back to that show, I was not profane, and I simply asked the man a question, and I did not understand how logically it made sense. He kicked me off the show. Grover then tried to call in and ask the same question. He was kicked off the show. And so that's really all there is to it. If he don't like your questions or he can't answer your questions, he kicks you off the show and says you're judgmental. That's it. That's what he does.
You know, going back, I guess, to your question, okay, well, DC2, if you were in that position and you had a friend that got bitten on the penis from a snake and was poisonous, would you help him?
I mean, that's a great question. I probably would call 911. You know, because I think that they could take better care of a person with that issue personally. But I don't know, man. Being in that position, that's a very difficult decision to make because you don't have a lot of time.
Right.
Obviously, it's not something that I would normally do, but I'm also not a person that wants to see another man die. So it's a very
right.
tough question. I would probably call 911, but I'll be honest with you. If I called 911 and that man were to die, I would probably feel some level of guilt, and I'm not going to lie. And I'm not a homosexual, and I don't think that makes anybody a homosexual. I think that means that you don't care about another person enough to try to save their life. That's a tough question to answer. If you know, gun to the head, I would probably call 911.
Okay. All right.
But
all
Kent said he would absolutely not do that. No question in his mind, he wouldn't do anything. He would just do nothing. That's what he said, basically.
He said he would do nothing?
I mean, he didn't mention 911. He didn't mention anything. He just said absolutely not. He's not doing that. That's all he said. I'm just like, wait a minute. You lived as a gay man for 2 years. You've done it for free. Why wouldn't you do it to save someone's life? That don't make any type of logical sense.
Right. You know,
I mean,
like I said, if it was me in that position, okay, and I'm gay, okay, I mean, I wouldn't think of it as a gay act, okay, because
no,
I'm saving a person's
life. That's what I tried to explain to him. I tried to explain both sides of the coin, the gay side and the non-gay. You know, there's two logical answers to the question. You know, so I just didn't understand it. I mean, if he would have just said I would call 911, it would have been an issue. But he just said, I'm absolutely not going to do that. This is not that type of show, and went into a little rant. I'm just like, I'm not even talking about the act as much as I'm talking about your explanation. It doesn't make any sense.
Right.
For somebody that claims to be a godly man, that he wants to bring people to the Lord and all this other stuff, to literally just say he would let a man die. Just bye. Have a nice trip. I hope you go the upstairs instead of downstairs. You know, like that. That's not a good man to me. So. He'll never. The reason why I wanted you to do a show so I could state all this stuff, because I know he'll never let me say any of this. I would have gotten about, you know, maybe 30 seconds of this out. He would have muted me. Kenny, you noticed I didn't use one word of profanity. Not one.
No, you did not. You stated the case, and it was a case,
and that's what
it should have been heard.
And that's what I did on his show, man. And you know, when you really feel confident in what you're saying, you don't need filler words, you don't need curse words, you don't need to speak no profanity. Like, they're usually the only time I speak profanity is when either I'm mad or when I'm telling a story and I'm trying to, you know, paint a picture. You know what I'm saying? Other than that,
right.
I don't need profanity to make my points. So, you know, that I heard Leroy mention that. I did not use any profanity on his show today, period. So I wanted to clear that up. But I appreciate you. I mean, I think a lot of people can, you know, got mad when you didn't show up at 9, and that's why there's not a lot of calls. But I wanted to call in anyway just because I wanted to say thank you for doing the show, because you didn't have to do it, and also for allowing me to come on and share my opinion, because that means a lot. Because I didn't get that same respect on that other man's show. So I just want to say thank you for that. And, I mean, if you got any other callers, I'd be glad to hang out.
Well, I've got some other callers, but they haven't pressed the 1 key yet.
Okay, so it's you and Leroy.
Well,
we can keep chopping it up, man. It's all good. I'm in a good mood tonight. So if you want to keep chopping it up, we can talk, bro.
Well, okay. What else is going on? What do you think about Kansas City playing tomorrow? Or are they playing Sunday?
Oh, they're playing Sunday, brother. I'll be interested to see how well Mahomes plays. I really like Cincinnati in that game. They're playing some really good football. From what I've seen, and if Mahomes isn't 100%, it's going to be a very difficult game to win for them, because Cincinnati can really – they can throw, they can run, they play good defense, solid special teams. So I like Cincinnati in that game, and I like the Eagles in the other game, because I just think I think the Eagles are probably the most well-rounded team in the NFL defensively. And offensively, they've got very good players on both sides of the ball. I think it'll be a little bit closer than people think, but I do think the Eagles will win that. So I've got the Eagles and the Bengals in the Super Bowl, and I think the Eagles will probably win it.
Yeah, I do too. I think the Eagles are probably going to win a Super Bowl. Okay, I think so too. Okay,
Amen,
I mean San Francisco is a pretty good team. Okay, they were number two in the conference, okay, and they are playing the number one team, okay, which is the way it should be, okay.
Amen.
However, I was a little upset with the Cowboys.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, listen, man. The 49ers got some really good defensive players. You know, it's a that was a tough game for the Cowboys. You know, going on the road like that and playing in a tough environment. And, you know, when your quarterback doesn't play very well, it's very difficult to win. And I didn't think he played very well. And the 49ers are a really good football team. I mean, they don't have they're not a flashy team, but they're very solid. They're fundamentally sound. I think they're going to shock some people tomorrow or Sunday when they play the Eagles. I think it's going to be a lot closer than what people think. I think it's going to be, you know, within 6 points. I think it's going to be a close game.
I say Eagles by 4.
Yeah, I think it's going to be it. I think that's about right. I think it might be a field goal type of game. I just like their defense. I think their defense is going to give Hurts some problems because they mix it up a lot. And, you know, they have a very good defensive coach that's getting a lot of head coaching interviews, San Francisco does. So I think it's going to be a lot closer. I think they're both going to be pretty good games. I just think with the AFC, I think Mahomes having that injury – even though he's going to play, I think he'll be more limited than he usually is. And so I think it's going to make it a little bit tougher situation for that team to win, even though they are playing at home. So, you know, very interesting stuff to talk football on your show, Kenny. I've never really done that before. But, yeah, it'll be a fun weekend, man. 2 good games, 4 good teams. May the best teams win, brother.
Yeah, me too. I can't wait to see what's going to happen. Okay.
Yeah. It'll be
I think there's going to be some thunder going on in this game. Okay.
Amen. Amen, brother. So how you been?
So, Pastor.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, brother.
I was going to say, Pastor Leroy, what do you think about this week's football?
What do I think? You know what? It's funny to listen to both of you, and I love DC too. By the way. You know I do, brother. Thank you for calling in, and I appreciate
your insight.
I appreciate your insight, man, on football. Now,
Amen, let me
say this. Now, you know I was born in Philadelphia. I was raised in the Bronx, and in Harlem. Okay? So, Philadelphia, the Eagles are my team, right? So here's what I say, man. Now, do I want to go out on a limb and say the Eagles are going to kick their ass tomorrow? Well, no, I don't want to say they're going to kick their ass. San Francisco's got a good team. The 49ers are the number two seed, and it's going to be a tough game for the Eagles. Okay? But I'm going to go on the other side. I'm going to go to the AFC first. I'm going to go to Cincinnati, Kansas City. Okay, here's my opinion. Cincinnati has won, I believe, 10 or 11 straight games. San Francisco has won 11 or 12 straight games coming into the Philadelphia game. Okay, so both these teams are streaking. Both these teams got to play on the road with the two best teams in football. Let's face it, Kansas City and Philadelphia are the two best teams. And so both the underdogs are coming in, and they're going to try to beat them. I'm going to go straight out on a limb, man. Cincinnati is going to beat Kansas City tomorrow. That's my opinion. I hope the Chiefs get in, because you know my Eagles are going to get in there, because are we going to beat San Francisco by 3, by 1, by 4? No. We are going to beat San Francisco. I'm going to go out on a limb, man, and you can quote me on this. We're going to beat the 49ers by a minimum of 14 points. Minimum.
Wow.
Tomorrow.
Wow.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that our team is fucked up. Now, when you have Philadelphia television like I do and you watch it every day, you see the training. You see what they're going through to win this game. This team is full strength. We got everybody coming back this week, man. Defense, offense, Jalen Hurts is ready to go. He will do whatever it takes to win this game at home and get us to the Super Bowl for the second time in 5 years. And we get there. We there.
Okay, that's interesting. That's interesting to think about there. Okay. However, I think it would be a better Super Bowl if it was the Eagles in Kansas City. Okay.
It would be only in the sense that Andy Reid was the former Eagles coach back in the day. Yeah, that would be cool to see go against him. But in my opinion, I would rather go against Cincinnati, because going against Kansas City, well, that's a little more scary. All due respect.
Well, yeah, I know.
But Cincinnati has been in 3 Super Bowls, man. And if they get in this year, this is the 4th Super Bowl, and they have never won a Super Bowl, just like the Buffalo Bills, who went to 4 Super Bowls and didn't win. Now, if Cincinnati gets there this year and loses again, they're going to join an illustrious club of losing 4 Super Bowls, man. That is devastating to a team in the city. So let's see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see what happens. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We'll see what happens this Sunday. Okay. So I guess that pretty much covers this weekend. Okay. Let's see. Are you doing church this Sunday night?
I will not be doing church this Sunday, no, because I am actually going to go down to Philadelphia at the Link. I'm going to be, believe it or not, I'm going to be tailgating with a bunch of my friends, man. We're going to go down there. I'm an old man, but you know what? I love my Eagles, man. So I'm going to go down there and tailgate in the parking lot. We got burgers. We got ham hocks, man. We got chitlins. We got all kinds of good stuff going on down there, man. Chicken, barbecue, right?
Oh, wow. That sounds good. I wish I was there with you guys.
Hold on. What are you saying? We got barbecue or not? Yeah, we got barbecue chicken. We got barbecue pork. And we got, man, we got like 10 pounds of barbecue ribs, man. Ready to go for tailgating on Sunday. The game is at 3 o'clock. I'll be down there at 8 a.m. The gates open at 9, and we will be serving food, man. Show up. God bless America.
Amen. Wow, I wish I was with you guys, okay, with all that food. Chitlins and hammocks. Wow.
Collard greens. And I tell you what, I think we got some listeners out there tonight from my area here in the Bronx. Okay, so we got some listeners out there. They're sending me a text right now telling me they're out there. But let me say this, man. Thank you, Pastor Ken, for coming back on the air. I love you. I don't know where the hell you've been for the last 8 weeks, man. I about gave up on you, and I'm glad you're back, my brother.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, I'm gonna say that everybody, I'm glad DC2 got a chance to talk about his issues he was having with Pastor Kent. And
we talked some football.
Okay, I was hoping Pastor Kent would call in and maybe he would give his position on things, but he did not call in.
Kenny, he's scared. He will never have a debate with me because he's scared. That's as simple as I can make it. I don't know why he's scared, because ain't nobody doing nothing to a man through a keyboard or a telephone, but he's scared. He will not talk to me.
But you know what? I got to agree with DC2 there, man. Look, I've been Pastor Kent's co-host for many weeks. And for the past couple weeks, man, and it's actually pissed me off, but he's kind of putting DC2 on the back burner. Every time DC2 says something controversial, Pastor Kent cuts him off. And then after he cuts him off, he sends me a message that says, I'm sorry I did that. Because he knows I don't like when he does that shit, man, but he does it anyway. Okay?
Yeah,
he wants me to be the co-host of his show, but he won't give me access to not cutting anybody off. Okay? I got my own show going on, and we're gonna be moving forward with that coming up next week, the Pastor Leroy Show.
Amen.
So I hope you all join me. I don't know exactly what day or what night it's going to be. What night's it going to be? I don't even know. I don't know yet. I probably prematurely said that. But let me say this, man. Thank you, Pastor Kent, for coming back on the air. You know I love
Amen.
You. And your other half there, Tony F. Is he going to come on and say hi or not?
I don't know. I don't think he is. I don't think so. I was hoping he was going to come on and say hi to everybody, but I guess maybe he's not, just to sit back and listen. Well, anyway.
Thank you, Kenny.
I'm going to say.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, I'm
I said thank you, brother, for having us on and doing a show. We appreciate it.
Oh, well, it's my privilege. I'm glad to have you both on with me this fine Friday night. Okay, I'm going to say God bless you all. Okay, thank you for coming on, and may you have a blessed night. And I guess I'll do a show tomorrow night, and we'll see what happens. Okay, till then, have a great night. Bye-bye, y'all.